Last week, Bun, the all-in-one JavaScript toolkit that was acquired by Anthropic late last year, announced that they spent the equivalent of $165,000 running 64 parallel Claude agents to refactor their entire codebase from Zig to Rust in just 11 days. Usually, a full rewrite to Rust is the swan song of any startup about to get Rick Jamesed by the invisible hand of the market, but in this case, it may have actually worked. The million-line port fixed 128 old bugs, shrunk the binary by 20%, made everything a few percent faster, and has already been powering Claude code since June without anyone noticing. But not everyone is celebrating. Andrew Kelly, the creator of Zig, responded claiming the benchmarks are misleading, and the Zig team is actually relieved to see Bun go because internally they used its codebase as an example of how not to write Zig, and that Jared, Bun's founder, was producing slop long before LLMs existed. In today's video, we'll find out how the biggest AI-powered rewrite in history actually went down, and decide who should get custody of public opinion in the divorce. It is July 15th, 2026, and you're watching The Code Report. 26 years ago, when I was throwing Japan Airs in the warehouse, Joel Spolsky wrote one of the most famous blog posts in software history, where he claimed that rewriting your code base is the single worst strategic mistake a software company can make. His example was Netscape, who spent 3 years rewriting their browser while Microsoft stole their women and pillaged their village. So what led Bun to fall to the temptation of the single worst strategic mistake they could make? Well, it's actually the same thing that led you to fail CS 101, switch majors, and become a JavaScript developer. Poor memory management. With Zig, the language Bun was originally written in, you manually manage memory yourself without much help from the compiler. That's usually a feature of a low-level language because Bun embeds JavaScript Core, which is Safari's garbage-collected JavaScript engine. Half of Bun's objects were owned by the garbage collector, while the other half lived in manually managed Zig memory, and the two had to constantly manage pointers to each other, which led to a codebase that looked like it had an explosive diarrhea parasite. Bun's changelogs are full of bugs stemming from this, where code was reading memory that had already been freed, or freeing the same memory twice, or just never freeing it at all. At one point, the dev server was leaking 3 megabytes every time it rebuilt, all because a single error path forgot to clean up after itself. And though memory bugs alone might not have justified a rewrite, there was still a bigger problem. Once Anthropic acquired Bun, the majority of its future code was going to be written by Claude, and Zig is famously anti-AI, so much so that they refuse LLM-generated pull requests, and they'll even close your security report if you admit AI found the bug. On top of that, because there's very little Zig code on the internet to train on, and the language itself hasn't hit 1.0 yet, so it keeps introducing breaking changes, models just aren't very good at writing it compared to more established languages. So in early May, Jared decided to fix both problems at once by porting all 535,000 lines of Zig to Rust, whose borrow checker would move memory management into the type system, which made most memory mismanagement a compile time error rather than a runtime error. But the most interesting part is how they did it. They first had Claude spend hours studying the codebase to produce a porting guide, then ran a workflow that traced the lifetime of every struct field into a giant spreadsheet, essentially documenting years of tribal knowledge about who frees what and when. From there, they used 64 parallel Claude agents across 4 Git work trees to translate all 1,448 files, at one point cranking out 1,300 lines of Rust per minute. And to keep the agents honest, every implementer was paired with 2 adversarial reviewer clods running in separate context windows, whose only job was to assume the code was wrong and find out why. 11 days, 6,502 commits, and what would have been $165,000 in spend if they didn't own the token casino later, Bun's entire test suite was passing on every platform. The port fixed 128 long-standing bugs, the dev server's memory leak issues resolved, binaries got 20% smaller, and Andrew Kelly, the creator of Zig, lost his mind. In his response, Andrew makes it clear that this divorce was years in the making. According to him, the Zig team spent years watching Bun embarrass their language with a codebase they privately used as the example of how not to write Zig. He also takes some personal swings, pointing out that Jared skipped college at 18 to take Peter Thiel's money and chase startup glory, which Andrew blames for his beginner energy, and passing along secondhand reports that Jared wasn't exactly a great manager to work under. But buried under the resentment are some some legitimate technical gripes. He argues the performance gains mostly came from link time optimization, which Zig has supported the whole time, that the binary size reduction had nothing to do with Rust, and that Jared conveniently left out any reference to compile times, which Zig almost certainly wins. So the question is, who gets custody of public opinion? Well, probably nobody. Zig lost its most famous user, Andrew lost his cool, and Jared got publicly diagnosed with beginner energy by a compiler engineer. But if you're looking to rewrite your own codebase in Rust, or just write better code in general, then you need to know about CodeRabbit, the sponsor of today's video. Writing thousands of lines of code with AI feels great, until you have to review all that unholy slop by hand. CodeRabbit Review turns your pull requests into guided walkthroughs you'll actually finish. It groups related changes into cohorts, orders them into layers, and adds AI summaries so you can move through all the changes quickly in the right order. Instead of one giant flat diff, it feels like an IDE for your pull requests. Your comments and approvals still go back to GitHub natively, and when it helps, CodeRabbit can generate inline diagrams for your call flows, state changes, and schema updates. Over 100,000 open source projects like Bun and Next.js use CodeRabbit, and you can try it out for free at the link below. This has been the Code Report. Thanks for watching, and I will see you in the next one.